Well, I have actually been singing and performing for like the last 10 or 11 years, so it's been a lot of practice and paying my dues up till now. But several months ago, a member from The Voice casting saw a video of me doing this cover song by the Thompson Twins that I put a country spin on my Instagram page. And they contacted me and asked me to try out for the show, and it just kind of all happened from there. I got really lucky that they chose me out of all the people that auditioned this past season.
Wow, now that's pulling back the curtain just a little bit, because I believe many other people just assume that you have to, you know, try and get their ear through auditions and things like that, but they actually pursued you?
They did, yes. And there's other people who've made it onto the show that did show up at, you know, open calls or sent in a video submission without being asked. But yes, in my case, a casting agent contacted me.
Well, that's incredible. So what has been the most nerve-wracking experience so far being a part of The Voice?
Gosh, the whole thing is a little nerve-wracking. It's very fun, but it's also very stressful. Being a full-time musician, it's like I felt like there was a lot riding on my audition. I really was really hoping to get that validation that I've been doing the right thing with my life and my career for this whole time. And, you know, playing in front of celebrities, I play lots of shows every weekend, but not in front of celebrities on a regular basis.
Well, obviously, the people that are recruiting people to audition for the show really liked your spin on the 80s pop song Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins. It's really surprised me that that was the song you were doing, but I was like, wow, she has really taken this and made it her own. So who are some of your other influences? I can't believe it's just the Thompson Twins.
Definitely not. I do love 80s pop, but I am a country musician. So a lot of my influences are those older country stars like Tanya Tucker or Alan Jackson, anything that's kind of more classic. Leanne Womack definitely is really inspiring to me. Kacey Musgraves is a newer artist with her kind of folky songwriter style that I love. So anything that's got more of that kind of traditional country sound really is what I like.
Any surprises working with Blake? Have you found him to be goofier or more serious than maybe you expected?
From what I've seen so far, he's pretty much as pictured on the show. from what you see is what you get, really.
Savannah Chestnut from Americus/Emporia and now performing on The Voice as a member of Team Blake. Is there anyone here in Northeast Kansas that you would like to acknowledge and maybe say, hey, thanks for helping me get where I am today?
Oh, well, my mom and my sister were so supportive of me this whole time, ever since I was a kid interested in music. My whole family, really, my mom, dad, and my sister. Although my mom lives in Maine now, so she won't hear this, but family, everyone who's come out to the shows, you know, if you were interested in me before The Voice, don't think I didn't notice that as far as, you know, artistry and being supportive of my music, my original songs. I'm just really grateful for everyone that's helped me get to where I am.